Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1334, recorded Saturday, October 1st, 2011. Gadget Toys. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to netflix.com/twit. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not attempt to adjust your sets. It's time for the weekly Daily
Story about a Gizwiz theme song, with the shows to go from 5 days down to one. From brand new weeks to the Gadget Warehouse Friday, they all had to go. Does the Gizwiz need a brand new lousy theme song?
No!
Gizwiz fork, crazy mixed up spoon and fork.
Oh yeah!
All-new, all-dancing, weekly, Daily Gizwiz show starring Dick D. Bartolo. Hello, Dickie D.
Lil, how you doing?
I am great. Look, we've got a great setup here for you with your name in lights.
Oh, in lights, amazing. Why am I pink? I thought we were green.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason. We have this remarkable new green screen technology.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
That allows me to put you anywhere. Oh, my God, he's disappeared. Oh. And
where am I?
Where is he? What's going on? He's disappeared. Pressing the wrong buttons, obviously. But anyway, if we have a green backdrop, what?
Virtual inputs.
There you go. Like, just like that.
Come on in. It's okay.
Something's wrong.
You know those sports. Wow.
He's really wrong with his setup. But anyway, there you
Hello, Dickie D. For those of you listening at home, just forget you heard anything at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we have a theme for the show, the program today?
Time to play. It fits in fine.
With our time tunnel.
And there was an event this week showing gadgets that companies hope will be big for Christmas. So it's all toys on this end. And maybe by the time the fourth gadget comes around, you could find some toy or something to play with.
So it has to be a toy, huh?
Well, it doesn't really have to be. Hmm. I mean, we would just be thankful if it was something.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll find something. It's going to be a toy. It'll be something that Leo likes to play with. Like my new green screen toy, actually.
Studio.
Yeah, it's the entire studio, exactly. Well, let's start with gadget numero uno, Mr. D. Bartolo.
Okay, it's from a company called Dexim, D-E-X-I-M. They make a lot of iPod add-ons. Mm-hmm. And they have a little thing, an app, AppSpeed. And AppSpeed works in conjunction with their little monster trucks. Now, this is one of their monster trucks.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, Leo, this guy is really neat. I sent you some video on it. It's actually a little 55-second commercial, but if you want to see... So, basically, you buy the truck. The truck comes with a little...
Oh, I'm sorry. Quiet! That was the trucks. All right, shall I show the video?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll just say what to look for. Okay. So, then it comes with a little... RC sender that goes in the bottom of your any of the iOS products. And then you can control the truck either in the gyro mode, where just tilting your iPhone or whatever will drive the truck, or you can put it into the touch mode and drive it just by pressing on the screen. But now here's what it looks like in motion.
Ah, cool. So here, I'll turn up the sound.
With a gravity sensor that allows you to manually steer your car or truck. To get driving today, simply download the free AppSpeed application from iTunes, charge the AppSpeed, attach the RF transmitter, and go.
So you're saying your phone, your smartphone, is your controller for this thing.
Exactly, or anything, or your iPad, or your iPod. I was using it with the iPod Touch, and it has a couple of neat things. One is the little controller doesn't need any battery power because it uses it from your Apple device. The little truck.
So there's a controller that you plug into the into the iPad or iPhone.
And the very first time you plug it in, it'll immediately say, this needs the app. Would you like to download the app?
Ah, got it. So but that's cool because a smartphone is going to be a better controller probably than anything that they could design.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then the truck comes with a USB cable, so you plug it in, and there's a little dongle that lights up red, blinking red. When it stops blinking, the truck is charged. It took about 15 minutes.
Well, I have some neat trucks, too.
They're really neat. And now it also has a little menu with a couple of kind of bizarre things. There's the zigzag menu where you put on zigzag, and the truck just keeps going in a zigzag motion. Has music mode. Now, music mode was kind of fun because the truck dances to music, but it turns out it can only dance to the one song that is in the software.
Oh.
And the song is Love. L da 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 da.
You is all I ever had of who.
I happen to like that song, but it would be not. I tried to get something from my iTunes library.
Right, but right. I don't want to play that over and over again.
And then what else could you do with this truck? Oh, okay. Since they show a lot of the video with it running over grass and running outdoors over pavement, they also include a little battery adapter. So you put in three AA batteries, and then you can charge the truck from that. So that's if you want to charge the truck outdoors. If not, obviously, it's way more economical to charge the truck from USB. Or they say you can plug the USB into one of those AC USB adapters if you have one and charge it that way. 15 minutes of charging should give you up to a half hour of run time. Blinking headlights. The guy, it's retailing for about $59.99. List is $69.99. And the funny thing is, on their website, it says the monster trucks are our first two vehicles. More will be coming.
Oh,
and
neat.
I wanted to get some information from the website earlier. And between last night and today, they have added two remote control cars. So now you can either get monster trucks or you can get remote control cars. And I assume they all use the same software. The website says it operates up to about 50 feet from the controller. And so you can do zigzag, spin, music, gyroscope, where you just tilt your phone the way you want the truck to go, or you can put it into a drive mode and run your finger across the screen where you want the truck to go. So it's really a lot of fun.
It sounds really neat. I love it that you can use your smartphone. iPhone only, no Android solution?
No.
All iPhone.
There are 19 devices on the website. They are all iOS devices.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what everybody has these days. So, now,
and that's why I keep an iTouch. I use Android, but my iTouch lets me keep in the Apple loop.
Myra Joyce, is she visiting you today?
Yes, Myra Joyce is here. She's making dinner now. She's finished, yeah. It's Myra. She's just going to come every single week.
She's also in the chat room. I know she's kind of like the back behind the stage, behind the scenes thing. But she says that she likes the big, fat, nubby tires on there.
Yes, that's why it can run over land and grass. Not the ocean. But, it's a really fun device. Ooh, the hand. Oh, the hand is after us.
That is not what I want to be. There it is. I wanted to find Dick DiBartolo. He's going to join us with gadget number two. Am I correct?
Yes.
Let's check in.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo with the weekly Daily GizWiz video. I'm at Time to Play. It's noisy in here, but bear with us. So there are apps for your iPad. This is an amazing app. And Sunny is going to talk about it. Sunny, tell us about this guy.
Hello, I'm Sunny Lordson from Disney Consumer Products.
Okay, good.
And what we've announced today, just a couple of hours ago, is a whole new way to play with toy vehicles. So this is called Disney AppMates.
AppMates.
They're sold in packs of two for $19.99, available on October 1st at retailers nationwide. The app is a free download, and it is playable without a car, although the experience is a little more limited. It's really meant to play with the vehicle. So you want to buy the cars. You buy the vehicles, and then with no technology in the toy itself, so our goal here was to keep the toys as simple as possible and use the iPad to really bring them to life. So no batteries required, no LED lights, no anything that can die in the toy. And then when I put it down on the screen here, you'll see that the iPad app recognizes the toy, the direction I'm facing, and then the screen interacts with me. So by holding on to the sides of the windows here, I can drive around and collect hubcaps that allow me to buy virtual goods so I can customize my character. I can solve missions. So if we stop here with our friend Fillmore, what he wants us to do is break up the cactus that are behind him here because he thinks they're coming to get him. So he's going to ask us to help him out. We're going to accept the mission. We're going to drive back here and engage in a little fun, destructive play. Who doesn't love to make cactus salad?
It's kind of interesting.
So here we're just driving around.
So I got to get this for Lisa's son. He's 8. He loves the iPad, but he also loves toy cars. So it's,
he'll love these, Leo. And so the timing's great because they were released October 1st, which is today.
Today.
And you get two cars for $20.
To make it look like the toy itself has headlights. So you can see on the top of the vehicle, you've got some lights, and then you've got headlights coming.
Neat.
If you want to move the recorder down, you can see the headlights as I'm driving towards you. So they're lighting up without any battery or any technology.
Is it sort of like fiber optics kind of thing?
It's this right here.
So that's fiber optics.
These clear holes here.
It's called a mirror.
I think it is fiber optics, Leah. So it picks up the light from the board and it sends it so the headlights look like they're lit.
Cool.
Because there's no technology in the cars at all.
Yeah. This is a Pixar's car or Disney? Yeah, Pixar cars, right?
Yes, exactly. And so four cars from Cars 2 are available anywhere. And then late in November or middle November, they're going to have two special cars that will only be available at the Apple Store.
That's neat. That's really neat.
They are really great fun.
We got to get those, yeah.
Yeah. And each car tells the iPad what car it is, and it does different activities depending on what car it is.
So there's a magnet or something in there that they can sense.
That it senses. Yeah. And they're called Disney AppMates.
That's neat.
Mates.
So, Dick, let's take a little break. We've got another gadget. I've got, a pretty exciting turn-the-table turkey. It's my new phone, and I love it. New technology. And then we've also got a Warehouse Friday and a lot more coming up. But before we do any of that, should we perhaps talk about our sponsor? My friends, I'm talking to you about Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Netflix. For $7.99 a month, there's no better bargain in video at home. I sit down. I've got the Roku box, but you could do this with so many devices, and your iPad too, your Mac, your PC. If you want to do it on the TV, almost all the boxes that hook up to TVs these days, including Blu-ray players, support Netflix. So there's like kind of no limit. I loved this. I watched Saturday Night Live, and they have – you can go pretty much watch every episode of Saturday Night Live. They've got the original first year. They've got the 2000s. Then they also go by various stars. So they've got the best of Will Ferrell and so forth. So if you're in the mood, even if it's not a Saturday night, you can watch this. They've got a lot of great movies. Classics like Fellini's 8 and a Half. Modern movies let's pick, there's Iron Giant for the kids. Meet the Parents, Barely Legal, wow. Anyway, there's a lot. Oh, Topsy Turvy, that was fun. The Gilbert and Sullivan movie, I loved that. Mike Lee movie. Anyway, it's, you get the idea. This is entertainment like crazy. And it's all yours for $7.99 a month. Streamed right to your iPad or your iPhone or your TV or any Android phone now, too. Oh, there's the Ralph Nader documentary, An Unreasonable Man. That's a good one to watch. I love the documentaries on here. So all we're saying is, if you don't have a Netflix subscription, try it free for 30 days. Go to netflix.com/twit. And, you know, if, like most of our listeners, you already have a Netflix subscription, just to tell your friends, they're going to love it. netflix.com/twit. We thank you for supporting the Daily Gizwiz. Goodness knows somebody has to pay for all these special effects.
Yeah. Leo, someone had a good idea. They put the link up there from my boat webcam.
Oh.
You could put my boat. You could put the
Should
marina.
I put the boat in the...
Well, you,
is your webcam still up?
Yes. People love it so much, I left it up. You see it up there? It's from KVMDI.
Yeah, I do. So this is a drop cam that you have out on the dock there at the marina.
No, it's in the windshield of my work boat.
It's in the boat.
The Hudson River. It's in the boat facing the Hudson. So we should get, let's see, it's 555. Probably still a fair amount of light down there. And it should look like a porthole, like we're looking out a porthole.
Look at that.
Oh, this is great.
We're looking out the boat there.
Yeah, I've got to talk my neighbor into
I'm getting a little
moving
seasick,
his boat up a couple feet.
Wow, that's very realistic. We'll use this from now on when we want to simulate a boat out the... No, the water is it's... My goodness, the seas.
During the week when the ferries run, you won't have to do that manually. It'll just
do that. It'll do that. So how can people watch your drop cam? Is there a web address that you can get?
You know what? I will put the web address on... Oh, you know, just go to dropcam.com.
Are you in the front page there, the demo page?
You know, I was. Disneyland.
Disneyland. So just search for Disneyland.
Disneyland on webcam, on dropcam.com.
Awesome. All right, time for your third gadget of the week.
Okay,
Dickie-dee.
Third gadget of the day. What do you think this might be?
It looks like something that you would attach to something else to inflate it.
No, I'll tell you that when you buy this device, this is the only thing in the box.
That's
there
it.
There are no attachments. It doesn't attach to anything.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to give you...
It looks like it's got a speaker on the back. Is it a radio?
Well, it has a speaker. That was good. I'm going to give you my first live demo.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, hang on. Let me just put this up here. And I may ask Myra to... just hold that like that.
Marmot's got it. He says it's a flux capacitor. Turn out the lights. Okay, turn out the lights. That's a good idea. What are we going to see? Whoa.
Let me just...
it's a fireworks projector.
It's called You're in the Room.
That is just weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. It's from a company called Uncle Milton. They make kind of the shark came in to watch too.
Yeah.
Did my boat sink? Is that a shark?
I think we're underwater. I hate to say it, Dick. That, by the way, this is the RC swimmer that you recommended. We've had lots of fun, hours of laughs.
I have such a funny letter about that when we get to the letters thing. Yeah, this little guy is called Uncle Milton's Fireworks Light Show.
That's just bizarre. So it's a projector.
It's a projector, Leo. It has this big ring will tune in, let you pick out 8 different fireworks. And the sound is synchronized to each different image. And you start it by just pulling back. That starts the sound. And then what happens if I point this at the camera? Yeah. Don't point this at your eyes. No. And it launches it, and you have different sound effects. I mean, it'd be great fun for a party to show off. It runs on 4 AA batteries. And the neat thing is it's about $20. List price is $30. Walmart has it for $23, but on Amazon, I saw one place has it for $19.95.
That's a lot less fun than I paid for fireworks the last 4th of July. Those things add up.
Yes, exactly. Jeez. And safer, yeah. No matches.
No matches. Fuse, safe and safe.
No heat.
Yep.
Yeah.
No light. Basically, they're just dumb. But for somebody like you that would actually go out in a boat and watch fireworks on the skyline, this is great.
Yeah, I wish they made one with a big laser in it so I could just go out there and shoot them in the sky.
That's a good. Now you're talking. Now you're cooking a gas.
Now we have a $1 million idea.
Yeah. All right, Dick, I am ready, if you are ready, to do my turn the table turkey. So will you do the honors, please?
Yeah. Hey, Dick DeBartolo, Maz Farida, and the Gizwiz. It's just one day a week, and folks, is that not just plenty for Leo's turn the table turkey?
It's turn the table turkey. What's up for the shark? All right, we are ready. The turn the table turkey today is a phone. You know what's happening, of course, that this quarter, this last quarter of 2011 is going to be a big quarter for new high-end phones. Yes. As we record this Tuesday, we expect Apple to announce their new iPhone. Windows Phone 7 has just released their Mango update with some new Mango handsets. In fact, in the next few weeks, I'll probably be reviewing that for you because they're sending me another Mango phone. But I thought before those hot new phones came out, I would try, as you know, I'm an Android fan, love Android phones. I would try the latest, greatest, state-of-the-art Android phone so that I have something to compare these other phones with. So I went to Sprint. I think the hottest platform out right now. This may be arguable. There's the Droid Bionic, which is pretty cool. But this, to me, I think this is the hottest Android phone out there right now. It's the Samsung Galaxy S2. I had a Galaxy S. I really liked it. The S2 is considerably improved in functionality and hardware. And this one came to me. I bought it from Sprint. This is the Sprint version of it, which unaccountably they call the Epic 4G Touch, even though on the back it says Galaxy S2.
Okay. Okay.
And it has nothing to do at all with the Epic Touch.
Do you have a contract with every carrier?
I do.
Okay. Okay.
So that way I can test the best phones from each carrier.
Yeah, no, okay.
So a couple of things you might like about this. I know you really like the Droid X, right?
I do.
And that was because it had a big 4.3-inch screen. This is 4.5. It's just a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Same screen resolution, though. So the effect is the text and icons are a little bit larger, and I think actually a little bit easier to read, a little bit clearer. Samsung is, again, using their Super AMOLED display. It's an OLED display.
Oh, yeah, those are really bright.
They're just spectacular. The blacks are really, really dark. The bright colors really jump out at you. And I think they've done a very, very nice job with this phone. It's really spectacular. It also is a dual-core processor running at 1.2 gigahertz. So there's lots of RAM in this as well. And that means that this is a very fast phone. In fact, this to me, one of the reasons to get this is it's absolutely the fastest phone I've ever used. I mean, faster than, and I had a G2X dual processor phone. I've tried many of the dual processor phones. To me, this is absolutely the fastest phone I've ever used. It's just snappy as all get out. And that means because of that, it's more than just speed. It feels fluid. It feels like it's just responsive. I've been very happy about that. It comes with a lot of memory. There's About 800 megabytes of RAM. There's, I think, an 8 gigabyte SD card. And then I put in another 32 gigabyte SD card. It has room for an SD card slot there. So this really has a lot of storage. I've got 40 gigabytes. If you think about it, this phone is, you know, faster and better and more powerful than a computer that I had just a few years ago. Dual 1.2 gigahertz processors, nearly a gig of RAM, 40 gigs of storage, and it's something that fits in my pocket. And I like the big screen because it really is easy to read and legible. I'm just going to snap the back on here one more time. Let me see, what else can I tell you about this phone?
Well, it looks like it has front and back cameras.
It does. It has a front-facing camera, and because it's using Gingerbread, Android Gingerbread on here, which is 2.3.4. I can use things like Google Talk and make video calls. You see the camera is turned on there. So I can make video calls to anybody else who's got a recent model Android phone. So that's kind of like Apple's FaceTime. But you can also use things like Tango and other programs that use the front-facing camera. The back-facing camera is excellent. It's an 8-megabyte megabit camera, I should say, that just gives really excellent performance and has a lot of functionality, a lot of controls. You can turn on a lot of features here, including things like scene modes, built-in effects, white balance, ISO, metering, outdoor visibility. One of the things that I like is this is one of the few Android phones I've found that does what the iPhone does, which means you tap an area and it will focus and expose in that area. That makes it really easy to get a picture that's focused on the thing that you like. It's also, you can see how fast it is. I mean, it really takes pictures very quickly. I actually added a program that I found recently that I really like, a couple of bucks. It's called HDR Camera Plus. It takes HDR images. Now watch, I'll just do a quick HDR image. It's going to do three exposures, one, two, three, at three different quality, three different exposure levels. And it really does a great job of getting extremely good images.
Wow.
I'm just very happy with the crystal clarity of the 8-megapixel camera.
You know, it looks fairly thin also.
Well, that's the amazing thing. I mean, it is a giant screen, but look how thin it is. And it feels light and thin in your hand. You know, it's hard for you probably to get a sense of the thinness. So let me get a pencil, because this is what Amazon just did with their Kindle Fire. Let me get a pencil.
What Leo doesn't know is that we've rigged the phone so that it will go off.
Let me just compare it. So if you compare it to a pencil, you'll see that it's actually thinner, much thinner than a pencil. So, I have to say, I really...
You don't have one of those dollar bills there from that guy.
This is what made me get this pencil, by the way. I saw that dollar bill and I thought, hey, that's cool. I wonder if there's anything else I could use to compare phone size. So, I love this phone. Let me talk a little bit for people who've used Android phones about some of the, you know, placement of buttons and so forth. It has, as with most Android phones nowadays, in fact, most phones in general, it uses the micro USB. It's on the bottom, which is, I think, where it belongs. Some phones put it on the side or top. On the top is a standard headphone jack. It's got a button on the right for on and off, and then the volume controls are on the left. And then the buttons at the bottom, you know, what's really funny with Android is these are all different arrangements. Some Android phones now don't have a search button and so forth. This is a pretty standard arrangement. It's got the menu button, then the home button, the back button, and the search button. And now I know a lot of people will be talking a lot about the new assistant that's built into the iPhone, which allows you to dictate to the iPhone. Of course, Android's had that for some time. If I press and hold the search button, listen to Bob Dylan. I'm now talking to the phone. I'm dictating to the phone, and I'm going to have this phone will actually, believe it or not, start playing Bob Dylan music. I have to choose which service I'm going to use. This is the first time I've done it that way. So it loads Spotify, and it's now playing
Dylan.
So let's try it again. Oops. Probably should pause the music. That might confuse it. See if we can do this again.
So, Leo,
listen to Barry Manilow. It really does quite a good job. Within 5 or 10 seconds, we're listening to Mandy. Wow. Isn't that great? I can also use Navigate, too. I can send messages, too. Let's try one here like this.
Can you
send
dictate with
text
it?
To Dick DiBartolo. Message, yikes, I love this phone. Send text message to Dick DiBartolo. I shouldn't show your phone number there. And, yep, it dictated exactly right. And if I press send, you're going to get a text message from me.
Holy
exactly
cow.
That. Isn't that amazing? Now,
yeah.
That's the generic Android feature.
Suppose you don't know me. Can it go to somebody else?
It could go to, yes.
Or is it like that car that only has that one phone in it?
It's only got one phone number. It makes it a lot easier. This is the TouchWiz interface that Samsung made famous. I actually like this TouchWiz interface. I've changed some of the widgets. This is a beautiful widgets widget, which looks more like HTC. But you get four big icons. These are changeable in the bottom. TouchWiz has some nice additional features. For instance, they have their own Vingo voice command, or Vlingo, I guess it is, voice command. Very similar to the Android voice command, but, you know, you get a choice. There's also a driving mode, which is cool, that does very much like Apple's Assistant. We'll read back to you what you said and then say, is that correct? Which makes it easier not to have to tap the screen too much if you're doing dictation.
So, Leo, can I do that on my Android phone then, my X2?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're using, I believe, 2.3 or later, you'll have to check
I think I do have 2.3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's one thing that people don't know about, but that is a feature of Android. They do some other interesting things. Samsung has put in some switches. You notice I pulled down this is the standard notifications menu on Android phones. And they've put their switches here of Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, sound, and 4G. I could turn that off and on. I tried this with 4G. Now, this is one of the things about this phone. This is a 4G phone. That means I can use this in areas where we have 4G service, not Petaluma, but I took it to San Francisco, and I was getting 4 megabits down and 1.5 megabits up. I was getting very good speed on this phone. That's pretty remarkable if you're in a 4G area. So all in all, I think this is a spectacular phone. It's an Android phone, but with some additional features from Samsung. I got this, get this, from Amazon Wireless with a new Sprint account, $150.
Whoa.
But that's Amazon Wireless only. Most of the time, if you go into a Sprint store, it'll be $200, which is kind of the standard now. And that's, of course, with a new account. If you have an existing account, it's going to cost quite a bit more. Every carrier has a Galaxy S2, AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and Sprint. They're all fairly comparable, but I think Sprint's done a very nice job. There's all, in each case, there's a little bit of customization. Let's not call 911, shall we? In each case, I think that they've done a good job. But this, I have to say, I think this might be my favorite one, especially because it's 4.5 inches on the screen, which doesn't, you know, it seems like, gee, that's going to be awfully big. But it pops in your pocket and everything, just like a normal phone. I don't find it too big, especially because it's so thin. I think that's one of the reasons that it doesn't feel too unwieldy. And it's nice and light. It's all plastic. It's not metal. But they've done a nice job of, for instance, the back is textured plastic. And so it gives it a little bit more refined feel. I love this phone. It's going to be tough for me to give this up for the next iPhone or the next Windows phone. But I promised that I would give each of them a fair few weeks review.
Leo, what sort of battery life? Have you had it for a while?
Yeah, it's pretty typical battery life for Android phones. I have not had a problem getting through the day at all with it. It has some nice smart features. Power management's built in, so when you get low, it'll start doing things to save you battery. 4G does eat battery like crazy, but they do some smart things with 4G. For instance, it turns off when you get to Wi-Fi. It turns off when you're not using data. So they do attempt to manage the battery with 4G. Without 4G, I would say it's as good as any Android phone I've ever used. It's about 10 hours, I would say, battery life. With normal usage. I've been very happy with the battery life. Normally what I do, something you can't do with an iPhone, is I just buy a second battery and keep that charged and carry it with me if I know I'm going to be away from a charger for more than, say, 8 or 9 hours, and I could just swap a new battery into it. Multitasking works very smoothly, very efficiently. I think this is just an excellent phone with lots of storage, lots of room, and boy, is it fast. I don't think there's a faster phone out there right now. We'll have to see, because the new iPhone is reputed to have a lot of memory and very fast processors. This is the oddly named Epic 4G Touch from Sprint, but you might know it better as a Galaxy S2 class phone. If you any carrier, I think the Galaxy S2 is a very, very good choice. So, but excellent. next week we will probably have a Windows phone to talk about, and who knows, maybe the week after that I'll be able to compare this pencil to the new iPhone 5. You know, this actually writes. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Really?
I don't know how I'm going to sharpen it. That's my only problem, yeah.
Oh, I have a sharpener for that in the warehouse.
Do you?
It weighs 51 pounds.
If I'm ever murdered with a pencil in the back of my neck, you'll know who did it. All right, Dickie D, now, this is the part I look forward to each and every week. The time when we face our gruesomest fears. The time when we deal with our own mortality and the fact that none of us will survive as long as the cheesiest little gadget on the warehouse, on the shelf at Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, is that shark tickling
your
nose?
He's hitting me in the nose.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Dick DiBartolo.
Come on, go. Come on, shark.
Shark.
Come on,
stop it. Knock it off. Knock it off.
Ooh. Oh, now he's taking the TV set with him.
I think he's attached.
There we go.
All right, what you got?
Well, I thought, you know, I'm doing toys this week. I should get a toy from the warehouse. And I was looking around my apartment. I said, wait a minute. I have a 35-year-old toy that's been sitting on a shelf for just about 35 years, and it's a train. Right now, I run G-scale trains, but a long time ago, I ran Lionel trains, and in 1976, I bought myself a Lionel Hudson steam locomotive. I put a picture up on my website, Leo, right on the opening page, gizwiz.biz. And, you know, trains are, you call trains by the number of wheels. So it's the Lionel 464 Hudson steam locomotive. And the fun thing
Is that pretty? Oh,
with
I love
Google,
that.
You find out amazing things. So I started doing some research, and it's called something from the MPC. It says, this is one of the rare locomotives from Lionel's MPC era. And I go, okay, back to Google. What's the MPC era?
Wait a minute. Don't tell me. The model personal computer. No.
No, no. Okay, well, you're close. You're close.
The model personal construction. What is it?
No, okay. It was from Model Products Corporation.
Oh.
But what was bizarre about it, and I knew, you know who owned the Model Products Corporation?
Who did, Dick?
It was a division of General Foods.
What?
General Mills, I'm sorry. Yes, I know. I remember someone saying, did you know General Mills bought Lionel trains? And I go, what are they going to put them in boxes of cereal? What are you talking about?
That's just strange.
Yes, yeah, I know. And it said, when General Mills was producing under license Lionel trains, they became known as the MPC era trains because they were produced in the General Mills division. Hmm. So it turns out my locomotive was only made for 1 year, and it's not worth a lot of money. It's worth $150 used, but it says that it's very hard to find a locomotive with the matching tender, which had a sound unit in this, so that it made sounds of steam.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that looks like a tender.
As you see, I have the locomotive and tender.
Ooh.
Yes, it's not running more than it's not running about 35 years. But if you're a collector, hey, and you want to swap something, give me a shout. But it's kind of fun. And
I bet you could get that running again. I mean, somebody could take it apart and make it work.
I could. Yeah. You know what? Probably, I mean, just for laughs, I just pushed it along the tracks and the wheels turned so it's not frozen. So my guess, if I had a transformer and a circle of O-gauge track, it would probably run okay. But, yeah.
So and, anyway. And somebody in the chat room saying, and I think you're probably right, the tender's probably worth more than the train.
You know, you're probably right. You know what's so funny, Leo, about trains is when I got when I first found out about LGB trains, someone had written me a letter and said there are trains that can run outdoors. And so I called the company and said, you can leave these outdoors and they'll run even if it's raining. The guy said, absolutely. He said, I'll send you a set. You play with them. So I put them out in my backyard and I left them out there for 6 months. And then I had a camera crew from CNBC come in, and I said, okay, it's not raining, but we'll throw buckets of water on them.
As they what are you, nuts?
No, which we did, and they ran fine.
And it did run. So
they ran, right. I mean, they're wildly expensive. Locomotives are like $400 and $500.
But that's like what a real locomotive would cost.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what a train ticket costs these days.
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah. That's Amtrak
they've
prices.
They've been out there for 12 years. They run flawlessly.
Really?
They
after 12 years?
And they never come in. In the winter, I put them under a little shed, which is open at each end and has big windows in it. They are just amazing. LGB trains are amazing. And then I ran the spot on CNBC, and the guy from LGB called and said, oh, that was great. Thanks so much. I said, well, I hate to send this train back. He said, we don't want it back. I said, well, it's in my backyard. And he said, well, how big is your backyard? I said, it's 20 by 40 feet. He said, oh, we'll send you a 20 by 40 feet track.
Oh, that's great.
And have it run around the yard. So my Lionel trains have been retired, but my LGB trains continue to run.
How exciting.
Exciting. And you know, just for people listening live Monday and Tuesday, can I mention that October is National Adopt-a-Pet Month,
yeah.
Adopt-a-Pet Shelter Month, and Tuesday, Guinness Book of Records is coming to Central Park for an event put on by Petco and Sony. Sony's going to have camera equipment to show people how to take pictures of pets. And they're trying to gather more than 250 people with their pets. And these have to be pets adopted from a shelter. And you need proof from the shelter that you adopted the pet. So the record is 250. They're going to try and get more than 250 parents and their pets to set the new record. I'm going to be there covering it for World News Now for ABC. So if you're in New York City, it's Tuesday, Central Park. Registration's 4. The event starts at 5. And the counting of the dogs and their owners is at 5:30.
Oh.
So if you're around, these are some great pictures you have. Is this from the Petco website?
Yeah. These are all adopted pets. Yeah. Yeah.
There's one live human in
it
there.
It seems like a shark in there.
Shark. Yeah. This is just, bring the shark. If you have adoption papers, bring the shark. And the other thing is, if you're in New York City on October 16th, it's the Weekly Daily Gizwiz meetup. So go to my website, click on Dick's Log and Blog. Myra will be there. And we'll be playing. Oh, these are great pictures.
Oh, they're lovely pictures.
Yeah. We'll play games, give away prizes, give away meds, give away Alfred E. Newman pictures. It's great.
Yep.
It's great.
Kitty. Cool. So find out more about that. You know, all I did was Google Petco and Sony, and I came right up with the website. Petco Adoption reunion.com. Hey, and by the way, if you're talking about Tuesday, you know something else is going on Tuesday. The new iPhone.
How is it covering that?
We're not invited as usual, but we're going to sit in our studio and talk about it. And of course, there are lots of people inside who are live blogging. And maybe Apple will do a stream. We keep asking them to. But if we're lucky, Apple will do a stream and we'll be able to cover it that way. But in any event, what we'll be doing is, wait a minute. Okay, I thought there was a shark in the shot with you, but I that must be my imagination. Maybe.
No.
You think there's a shark there?
You know what, Leo? I borrowed like $20 2 months ago.
Oh, a loan shark.
Yeah, and he's all by himself. I guess that's him. I always thought a loan shark would look different than this, but I guess not.
That's a lawn shark, not a loan shark. You guys.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In any event, so tune in at 10 o'clock Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be live talking about the Apple announcements, and then we'll talk about it next week on the Daily Gizwiz. I don't think the phone will be available right away. But if it is, I'll certainly have a review for you, at least a first look review. You know, I've heard from a pretty reliable source. I thought we wouldn't see a 4G phone from Apple this time around. But I've heard from a pretty reliable source that, in fact, this might well be a 4G phone on at least the AT&T network. So that's going to be something to watch for.
Yeah. And the rumor is that they're also going to have a cheap version of an iPhone.
You know, that rumor's now disappeared again. The others
it has.
Yeah,
okay.
It comes and goes. And the latest is no. So
Okay.
These rumors, they go around.
I know that you, as research, that most members on your staff spends a lot of time in bars in San Francisco.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hoping that somebody...
Mostly, frankly, in tequila bars. That seems to be our favorite place to hang out.
Yeah. Is that where they normally, Apple likes to leave phones?
Apple seems to leave phones in tequila bars primarily, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's nice to be able to do that and write it off as an expense.
Oh, we'll do anything. We'll do anything to write it off. Actually, I have an image from our research sortie of last night, if you'd like to see it. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not sure who's in this picture, but there we are looking for. See that?
Oh, is that an Apple phone?
Is that
an
iPhone? Is that an iPhone? What is that? This actually, just to go full circle, is a high def image, high dynamic range image, I should say, taken by that Galaxy 2S.
Wow, yes, that is really nice.
Really, I think very crisp, really nice images. And this was a fairly dark bar. This is using the flash on the camera. So pretty good job. But enough about that. It's his time, ladies and gentlemen, to bring in the king for our letters. It's like you're having a shark sandwich there.
I was going to say, I think the shark is going to read the letter for me.
He's getting right in there. All right, Dick.
Our letter is, Dick, I met you at the San Diego Comic Con. I've read Mad Magazine for many years. I'm an avid watcher of Leo's programs, so I watch you guys every Saturday. I want to tell you, I got an air swimmer shark for my adult son's birthday. We had a small party for him. He had a great time with the shark. It really does work quite well. He parked it firmly in the dining room, and the next day it broke loose, found the back door, and escaped.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now I really think that our dog, who did not like the shark, let him loose when we weren't looking. The dog was resting in the patio near the door when we noticed the shark was gone. The shark was great fun, however, while we had him. Who knows where he finally landed after escaping. I haven't heard of any shark attacks, thank goodness. Take care, keep smiling, and doing what you guys do so well. Linda Morgan.
Aww.
So, Linda, that is the weirdest thing, that you never found your shark.
I don't know where it could have gone. Wow.
No. Is this shark, is that your shark? Does that shark have a license plate that shows it's yours?
It has a serial number on its snout. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, this is ours. This is the one you had them send us.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. It's great. They are wonderful.
We've had a lot of fun with it. Dick, we had a lot of fun on the Weekly Daily Gizwiz.
I love this show.
So much fun. And I thank you for
it.
Being
is. And
here.
Also, we're finally, you know, we're getting a rhythm, Leo. I think we're loosening up a bit. You know,
after the 1,334
shows. I would say the first 1,289 episodes were very stiff and, you know, lacking enthusiasm.
Yes.
And we were afraid to, like, step away from the script.
No, absolutely. For the first, you know, 1,333 episodes, I think we really felt quite limited.
This was a breakthrough today, I think.
Right now.
I think that the fact that you said, Dick, let's be a little nutty.
Relaxed.
Yeah, a little relaxed. I think that was the word you used.
Yeah, a little more relaxed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The shark didn't hurt either.
No, the shark didn't hurt at all, even though he tried to bite me. Open the door, will you? I'm gonna let him go. Find that other shark.
All right, my friends. Thank you for being here, Dickie D. Thank you all for watching the show. Thanks to our shark wranglers, Alex Gumpel,
Liz usually does it, right?
No, Liz is not here today, but Liz...
Oh, okay. I know she's our hands, our eyes and our hands
yes.
and our feet.
No, but Colin Weir, I think, helped out quite a bit, and Brent By, who did all the lighting for the shark. And there's Lisa Collins. Hello.
Hey, there's a show going on here.
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I guess this must be a signal that it's time to go home. Thanks, Dick. We'll see y'all later. Thanks for joining us on the Weekly Daily Gizwiz. Bye-bye.
I'll be here.
Oh, nice. Dick. Oh, Dick. Watch out. Watch out. Oh, no. It's filling up with water. Oh, Dick. Oh, no. Oh, no, Dick. Oh, God. Oh. Whoops. I shouldn't have moved the mouse. Now, that's quality television. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to see this on the networks.